Philip, second in the last one, fifth overall. And you fell in the second one when you were up there too. Like, it, I mean, look, you know, could have, would have, should have, but good job. That had to be nice.
Yeah, the first one was good. I ended up fifth. Had a terrible. My starts were terrible except for that last one. But yeah, that second moto really bent me over pretty good. So 5-10-2. Yeah, like you said, coulda, shoulda, woulda. I mean, I did the same thing at Dallas, 7-5-19. But yeah, it was good. That third one for me was a big step, you know. So to be able to run that pace with RJ, and RJ's not slow, so, and he was on it all day today. So kind of got by Chiz, and yeah, we kind of just pulled away a little bit, inch by inch. But yeah, it worked out.
Hey, RJ, keep taking that crappy line on the left and the whoops.
I was like, fucking stay over there, and I was just like, come on, just RJ a little bit and tuck the front for me. Please, just let me get by. But, yeah.
It's possible. It's not like it's,
I mean, and I couldn't get close enough to be, like, put him in that situation. But, yeah, it was good. I changed up my line in the whoops because I was dying in them in the second main. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Yep. And we were kind of chasing suspension clickers all day. But the last one was good. I found a good line and just stayed safe and tried to hit the mark every time. So it was gnarly. Track was kind of fucking gnarly.
Well, I was just asking JB that because it's probably a simple track. Looked pretty easy. But, dude, there was carnage everywhere. Troll included, Dino. Like, is it just ruts and stuff?
Yeah, just the ruts, and they pull you. And then next thing you know, you get pulled. You literally jump in the middle of the rhythm lane, and you get pulled left. And next thing you know, you're grinding your frame on a tough block. It's just like, it's insane. And then you got dudes flying left and right. And I'm just like, Jesus, get me out of here. But overall, it was, I don't know. It's
It kind of makes up for that DNQ that we were giving you shit for.
Yeah, no, it definitely. Yeah. You go from the lowest of lows to the kind of the highest of highs. That's just the way sports are, and, you know, that's why we love it so much. But, yeah, for me in my career, it's just crazy because 10 minutes can make your whole career feel like it's kind of worth it. As lame as that is, but it is. I mean, I work my ass off to get to that point, and to make it have it for once in my life felt easy, I was just like, fuck yes, you know, so.
Yeah, clear air and a pace, and there we go, right? Yeah.
And normally, like, you kind of get ate up by a couple guys, but I was actually able to stay there. So it felt good, and, yeah, we'll go into Atlanta and might ride a little more outdoors this week just to kind of keep the breath of fresh air and see what happens.
Shootout's going to be gnarly.
Shootout's going to be tough, so got to make sure the starts are dialed in because you got to be fourth or fifth, and I'm hoping Atlanta's got some big old gnarly whoops, and that way there we get some decent separation.
Bad news from Twitter is you did not get any TV time in that third race, I guess, but you did get an interview from Daniel Blair waiting for the restart.
Really? No fucking TV time?
I guess. That's what my Twitter people are telling me.
I could get that because Jet was in six, so they got to stay on the superstar. You know?
Focus on Jet.
Yeah, fuck everyone else, you know? Jet. Yeah. So, whatever. I know what I did. Right. Fuck them.
Good job, Philip.
Thank you.